Saga Egmon presents Darkness Calls by Mikael Katz-Krefeld, translated by Ian Giles and read by Zara Ram.
Chapter 1. Copenhagen. Fee could still picture the dragon. It had stared at her from the side of his neck, mouth open wide, moving in time with his body as he forced his way into her, deep, penetrating thrusts, over and over. The dragon had looked down upon her mercilessly, with the same reptilian gaze as its owner. It was an old dragon, much older than her own 18 years. She staggered away under the dim streetlights, heading for the concrete silos of Belahoy. The run-down tower blocks loomed as they encircled her, and she supported herself against a lamppost to avoid falling. The cool metal under the palm of her hand reminded her of the gleaming knife he had held up to her eye. "This is what cock-teasers get." She continued along the deserted street towards her door some way ahead. She passed the basketball court with the netting fluttering from the hoops. Her hands were shaking uncontrollably, and it was with some difficulty that she managed to retrieve the key from her jacket pocket. Once she let herself into the building, she went to the lift and slid open the door. The cramped space stared back at her, and she gasped for breath. She could still feel his weight on her and his iron grip around her throat. It had all gone black, and her cry for help had died away before it had even reached her vocal cords. "Bibba! Bibba!" was all she had managed to say, a word that had made him laugh. It had turned him on so much he'd ripped her trousers off, cold blades of grass under her buttocks, rough, nicotine-stained fingers at her opening. "You're so wet." Then a cutting sensation down there, all the way up to the diaphragm. For a split second, she'd thought it was the knife that was inside her rather than his member. "Take it, take it, you nympho." In his excitement, he stumbled over his own words. She let go of the lift door and turned towards the stairs. Every single step was agony. They reminded her of his thrusts, each accompanied by a grunt, a sound that now filled her head and echoed around the stairwell. 6 stories, 108 steps, an eternity, just like the one she had experienced in the park's dark landscape together with the dragon. She locked the flat's front door behind her and tiptoed through the hallway. From the bedroom, she heard her mother's sleepy voice. "Fee, is that you?" That was followed by, "Oh, it ended up being a late one then." Fee dumped her bag and denim jacket in the hall. A light was switched on inside the bedroom, and she heard the bed creak as her mother got out of it. Fee hurried down the hallway and into the bathroom. She quickly shut the door, ensuring she locked it too. A moment later, she saw her mother's silhouette through the frosted glass.
"You not feeling well?"
she asked. Fee didn't reply.
"You okay?"
"Yeah, yeah,"
she managed to stammer.
"Are you pissed?"
"No, I mean, only a little."
There was a groan from the other side of the door.
"Fee, we promised Grandma we'd arrive early."
"Yes, yes, good night, Mum."
"Good night, sweetheart."
A moment later, the bedroom door closed. Fee stood in front of the basin and examined herself in the mirror. There was extensive bruising on her neck, and below her left eye she had a cut from his knife. Blades of grass sparkled neon green in her matted black hair. Her face was swollen with tears. The shock was still there in her vacant stare and the open mouth, the trembling lips. She disgusted herself. How pathetic! That was what the sight made her think. She lowered her gaze from the mirror and quickly undressed. There were traces of fresh blood in her knickers, and she rinsed them before dumping all her clothes in the laundry basket. She spotted the little pearlized purse sticking out of her trouser front pocket.
"You're not going to grass, right?"
He'd taken her health insurance card with her address on it. Warned her not to tell anyone. If she did, he'd stop by with his knife. She'd promised him she wouldn't say a word. He'd smiled and shoved a 200-kroner note into her purse.
"A little something for the taxi, sweetie, or for something tasty tomorrow."